The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Oasis began their reunion tour last night in the Principality Stadium in Cardiff. Darren Rice, presenter at Beat FM, was there, and he's going to give us a bit of an update on how the gig went. First, here's a clip of the lads. Yeah, that's Wonderwall from their first time they've been back together in, what, a decade or more. Darren, you'd know the details on that. When did they officially break up?
It was 2009, Anton. It wasn't long after they last did Ireland, Slane Castle, and then they went to do a festival in Paris, and literally like half an hour before they were to take the stage, there was a ruction backstage. Guitars were broken, feelings were hurt, Noel walked, and it flashed up on the screen that Oasis wouldn't be performing due to a fracas in the band, so to speak. So if you'd paid your money and you'd queued all day and got to the front to see Oasis in Paris that night, it was going to be a sad night going home, you know? But amazing.
Well, a mere 16 years later, the need to pay alimony and pensions kicked in, and the boys decided to become pals again. How did it go for their first venue or their first event together, their first gig together?
Absolutely epic. I have to say, I kind of went to this with limited expectations. As a fan who's been, my first time seeing Oasis was 1997 in the Old Point Depot, and last night was a trip back down memory lane. Nostalgia overload. It was absolutely crazy. I kind of had this line that I lived by for the last 16 years, that I hoped a reunion would never happen because I felt it would be a contrived cash grab. But if it did happen, I'd be all over it. And that's exactly why I had to be at night one. I'm going to both Croke Park nights. Last night was like a 90s time machine. We were upgraded to pit standing. We were about 15 rows from the front. It's a young man's game, that crack. I'll tell you one thing. The first five songs, you didn't have time to catch your breath. It was like Hello into Acquiesce, into, I think, Morning Glory, some might say Cigarettes and Alcohol. It was absolutely wild. Like, I have to say, within like a minute of Hello starting, a fight broke out on the right-hand side to us, but the lads kissed and made up within 30 seconds. There was grown men crying. I nearly lost a shoe at one point. A fella put his arm around me, I remember, during the gig. He looked like he was out of Game of Thrones. I didn't know if we were going to battle White Walkers or sing Slide Away. I wasn't sure, but we belted it out regardless. It was it was everything I expected it to be. It was amazing.
Slightly unusual for the aggression at an Oasis gig to be in the crowd rather than on stage. How did the brothers get on?
There was a show of unity as they came out on stage. The place went absolutely wild. There's videos circulating of the walkout backstage on their official channels, and you see them walking out together. They came out on stage, arms in the air, kind of a Liam had Noel by the wrist. We thought they were holding hands at first, but I suppose close enough. They separated. On stage, I did feel it was a little bit sterile. There was no interactions between the two of them. They did interact with the crowd, all right. Liam asked everybody was it worth the £4,000 ticket that they paid. Noel made some comment regarding ticket prices at one stage as well, I believe. I felt, yeah, it was a little bit, I don't want to say clinical, but I think they were there to get the job done. It was night one, get it over the hill and see how it went. I'll be interested to see how that progresses. The footage, as I said, of them walking out seems to be the one that's gone around the world, but there was also an embrace at the end of the night too. As Liam walked off, Noel put his hand out, they shook hands, they hugged briefly, everybody cheered again, and off they went. So, like, you know, all in all, it was great. Liam was in fine voice, the band were bulletproof, the set list was amazing. Like, it delivered on all of its promises, and it was one of those things that everybody was wondering, was it going to be as good as it was expected to be? And for me, it genuinely was.
And are you now going to go again to other gigs on the tour?
Oh, I'm going to both Croke Park nights. I'm going to both.
How much are you investing in your love of Oasis, can I ask?
Across the last 30 years or just for this tour?
Well, I think their pricing has increased. What is it that type of pricing that responds to demand? I think the recent pricing was quite something.
It was indeed. No, I was one of the lucky ones, I think, because I've seen Oasis, Liam and Noel solo, BDI, cumulatively, I'd say 20 plus times. And I don't know how they went looking at the fan pre-sale access, but a lot of people I know who've been to see them multiple times over the years got the access. And for that, we got them at the bottom floor price of, like, I think it was about €150 for standing for the Croke Park nights. Now, for Cardiff, I did pay resale, so it was up around £500, but it was worth it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I had to be there as a fan since the 90s for it, you know. And it's, yeah, people say you can't put a price on those kind of experiences. Obviously you can at £500 a ticket, but you know, it was there to be visited, and yeah, I'm glad I did.
Did they make a show of it? You know, the way if you pay for U2, you pay in part for the songs but also for the spectacle, or was it literally just the two of them standing on stage and Liam shouting upwards into a mic?
I think if you're an Oasis fan, that's part and parcel of the performance. You know, it's not a theatrical event by any means. I think people know what to expect. And I think the very fact of they're back, two brothers singing in harmony after 16 years, I think that was kind of enough. I did notice a lot of the visuals in terms of the stage crack was kind of very reminiscent of Liam's definitely maybe 30th anniversary tour last year. So they obviously got the same effects guy in. But yeah, I think it was just kind of the gravity of the event and the emotion of the nostalgia kind of carried it enough. You know, I don't think with Oasis the tunes are enough. You don't need singing and dancing. Well, you do need singing, but you don't need dancing around, and you don't need all the other theatrics that go with such a show, because I think the music speaks for itself, the relationship speaks for itself, it's the story that sells. Do you know what I mean? I often wondered if Liam and Noel hadn't been brothers in the 90s, would they have reached the peaks that they did? Like, there are other bands that had songs that maybe didn't come across as important to youth culture at the time, but it's the story that sells, and I very much think Oasis have that in bags.
And they're going to have to maintain this new amicability for quite some time. They have a fair list of gigs ahead of them, don't they?
Well, I'm sure a couple of hundred million would make you get on with a sibling. You know what I mean? Regardless of if you liked each other or not. As you said, alimony payments and other expenses do tend to tot up. I did kind of notice last night, I was watching Noel Gallagher, because over the course of his solo career, I felt he'd become quite a bitter old man a little bit. Like the last time he played in Dublin in Kilmainham, we've always been used to Noel being a bit sarky and on stage, kind of giving out gruelers here and there. But I felt last time in Kilmainham, he was almost kind of mean to some of the crowd. And last night, there was kind of, you didn't have that attitude as such. And I felt kind of there was a quiet appreciation whereby he was looking around and he kind of felt, Jesus, we're back in stadiums. You know, I think he maybe always had a bit of a chip on his shoulder that he felt he couldn't draw the kind of numbers on his own that he could with his brother. And I'm sure maybe Liam felt that to an extent, although Liam did sell out two nights at Nebworth last year, albeit at a much smaller capacity. But I think, you know, there was kind of a realization that, like, we are so back, baby, to an extent, you know. And definitely that chip seems to have kind of worn down a little bit, so to speak.
Well, glad you enjoyed the gig, Darren, and hope you enjoy both of the Croke Park gigs. And thanks very much for coming on this morning. That's Darren Rice.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.